knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too.
At our rendezvous, down in our rendezvous, three is company
two. Down at our rendezvous,
down in our rendezvous, three is company two.
Hi, girls.
Hi, Jack. Hi.
Hey, what's with you two? You have a rough day today?
Nope. Janet and I had a double blind date last night with two brothers.
Brothers, huh? Did you like them?
Well, I'd say they rated a 10. Mm-hmm. The oldest was a 1 and the other guy was a 0.
Our girlfriend Sue told us they are real gentlemen.
Some gentlemen. First they shook our hands, Jack. Then they spent the whole night trying to shake the rest of us.
Well, we all can't be lucky. Thank you very much. Now, I, on the other hand, have invited somebody very special over to the apartment tonight.
Not another girl.
No, not a girl, Cindy. A woman with class. She's an interior decorator, and I told her I needed some decorating advice.
But, Jack, what's she going to decorate?
I don't know. I'd like to see how she looks on the sofa first. You know that?
I've had enough of this. I'm headed for bed.
Oh, me too. I'll tell you, I am going to sleep so long, when I wake up, they're going to have to dust me.
Wait, girls, wait. What about my date?
Jack, what difference does it make if we're here or not?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you see, I sort of told Lisa that I lived alone.
Oh, that, dear boy, is your problem. Cindy and I will be in there, dead to the world, and that's the best you're going to get.
Help me out, Janet. Would
no.
you just help?
No.
Oh, hi, Mr. Furley. Come on in.
Hi, kids.
Hi, Mr. Furley.
Listen, I need one of you to feed my turtle while I'm gone.
Oh, Janet will love to do it.
Thank you, Jack. Where are you going, Mr. Furley?
Oh, on a wonderful romantic weekend made just for two.
Hey, congratulations.
Yeah, leisurely little drive down to La Jolla, then dinner by candlelight, then some intimate dancing.
Wow, that really sounds nice. Any woman would love that.
Yeah. Do you know one who would like to go with me?
I hope you have a very good time, Mr. Furley. Come on, Cindy, I'll help you clean up the kitchen.
If I think of anybody, Mr. Furley, I'll sure let you know.
Well, make it fast. I'm leaving in half an hour.
Jack? Yes, sir?
Now, Jack, I know you look at me and you say to yourself, that Furley never has any trouble getting women. I mean, he's got all the moves, the threads, the savoir affair. Drives girls crazy.
Right, crazy.
Jack, believe it or not, even I can have a brief little dry spell now and then when I don't score.
No.
I'm in one now.
Hasn't been going on long?
My last date was in February.
February? Well, that's not so long.
2 years ago.
You mean the February before the...
So to tide me over, Jack, I was wondering if maybe you could, well, fix me up.
Me? Fix you up with a girl?
Yeah, I know it sounds crazy, but you must run into a few. I mean, at the hairdressers or wherever. Some beautiful, intelligent woman who could appreciate a real macho.
I don't know, Mr. Furley.
All right. She doesn't have to be intelligent. As long as she can dress herself.
I'm sorry.
So forget beautiful. I mean, they're always so shallow anyway.
Gee, I'm afraid...
Let me put it this way. If she's got body heat... Let's fix a few words of English. I don't want to mean it. Here's the key to my apartment.
Key to your apartment?
Yeah, so Janet can feed my turtle. Weren't you listening? I'm going to be gone all weekend.
All weekend? And you want me to give this key to Janet? Scatterbrained little Janet, not on your life, Mr. Furley. I'll take care of your little turtle myself.
Well, thank you, Jack. No, I'll see you later.
Maybe I can find a maid for him. Lord knows one of us should get lucky in that apartment.
One of us will. Here we are.
Oh, Jack, didn't you say that you lived on the second floor?
I do. It's just that the building is sinking, you see.
Oh, Jack, you are so funny.
Actually, I moved. I wanted a little nicer apartment.
Oh. You call this nicer?
Yes. Well, you see, it's
a decorator's nightmare.
All this junk, yeah, I know. See, I rented a furnished apartment. I'm still trying to talk to the landlord, Mr. Furley, into changing it.
You should talk him into burning it. Oh, where's the bathroom? Or are we in it?
No, you just go right down the hall, Lisa, and turn left, and you'll see the little tinkletorium right over there, okay? I thought the turtle might be thirsty. Mr. Furley, what are you doing home?
Oh, I was cruising along thinking how lucky I was going to get when I ran into a tow truck.
Oh, no!
It wasn't all bad. He towed me home. I got to talk on the little radio, you know, Charlie Baker, 10-4 out.
Mr. Furley, it's still early. Why don't you hitchhike?
See, did I leave my bathroom light on?
Jack, is someone there?
Have you got a girl here?
No, of course. Are you kidding me? No.
Well, that's not a man's voice. Or is it?
Oh, darn, Mr. Furley, you ruined the whole surprise.
What surprise?
Well, look, you asked me to find a girl for you, and I found one.
A girl for me? But I wasn't going to be here. That's no fun.
Well, no. You see, she's an interior decorator, and when I told her all about you, she just couldn't wait to see your apartment.
Oh. Well, I bet this pad really knocked her out, huh?
Right. She said she's never seen anything like it.
Oh.
Oh, this is my landlord, Mr. R. Furley. This is Lisa Page.
So this is Mr. Furley.
The one and only.
No, we were just discussing the incredible decor in here.
I decorated it myself.
I'm not surprised.
Thank you.
You know, the whole room should be on exhibit somewhere. You could charge admission.
You really think so?
No. We could do some exciting things in this room.
We could?
Yes. And the sooner the better.
It can't be too soon for me.
I have to be getting Lisa back. Sorry to rush off like this.
I was just getting started.
Listen, I'll call you tomorrow. We will do some fantastic things together.
Excuse me, I hate to rush off. Make yourself at home, Mr.
She really likes me.
Oh, I know.
Thank you.
She really does.
Thank you.
Let's get out of here.
But Jack, he wants me to do...
This guy is... I know him. He'd just hang around all night and bother us. Let's go upstairs to my old apartment.
Oh, but doesn't somebody live there?
Not in the living room. I mean, not in the... No, living-wise, no, it's vacant. Look it, I still have my old key to my old apartment, which is upstairs. Let's go, okay?
That of your
mercy. Well, here we are.
Well, you know, for a vacant apartment, it certainly looks lived in.
It sure does. Well, now, we've seen my new place and my old place. What say we go see your place?
Oh, Jack, wait. I'm tired. Could we just sit down?
Oh, sure, no problem. Right here.
Jack, why are we sitting here? I mean, is there something wrong with the couch?
Oh, well, no. It's just that floor over there is weak. It's decaying. That's why I moved downstairs, you see. This is fine. having fun.
Jack, isn't there something you'd rather do than just sit here?
Well, I can't think of anything. Except this.
Oh, Lisa!
What's come over you?
I couldn't help myself seeing you crawling there. I mean, sitting...
I mean, oops.
Who are you?
Who? Who? Who are you? Get in here. Excuse me.
And who are you?
Yes, who are you people?
Jake, we tried. We were going to crawl into the... We're his roommates.
Roommates?
Well, no, not exactly. See, the truth is, they're my pen pals from up north. They had no place to stay.
Jack?
Well, I can't kick them out. They'll never write me another letter anymore.
Don't bother, Jack.
Lisa, wait, please.
I never want to see you again. You are an awful liar.
Did you hear what she called me?
You're not an awful liar, Jack.
Thank you, Cindy.
You're just about the best darn liar I've ever met.
Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning.
Have you seen Jack?
Nope. He hasn't come out of his room yet. After last night, I bet he's feeling miserable.
Yeah, me too. So, look, why don't we just do everything we can to cheer him up?
Okay.
Here he comes.
Okay.
Smile.
Good morning, ladies. I feel wonderful.
You do?
Yes, and you know why? Because last night, I found truth.
Well, Jack, it was always there. You just never bothered to look before.
Janet, I'm serious. I took a vow. From now on, I'm never gonna lie again.
Good for you, Jack. Good for you. And at least you have never lied to us.
Yeah.
Well.
Have you?
Well, Janet.
What?
Do you remember that afternoon you asked me to close the flower shop for you and I told you I didn't have the time?
Oh, I sure do. I missed my one chance to go out with gorgeous Greg Dunn.
I really had the time. I just didn't want to be bothered. Oh, boy, it feels so good to get that lie off my chest.
I'm thrilled for you.
Well, Janet, at least he's being honest. I think it's wonderful.
Thank you, Cindy.
And if that's the only time...
No, there's more. Cindy, remember... when I sent you to every drugstore in town to get that special cough medicine for me?
I sure do. It was raining and I got splashed with mud, so I ruined a new pair of shoes.
There was no such cough medicine. I hate to tell you why I wanted you to get out of the apartment. Monique. Oh, boy, being honest gives me such a warm feeling.
Yeah, it's making me a little flushed.
I'm getting kind of hot under the collar myself.
Well, listen, I gotta go meet Larry at the Regal Beagle or else I'd tell you about a lot of other things. See?
We can hardly wait.
Girls, I'll tell you do not know how much I hated myself last night. But this morning, it's a love affair. I love myself, and you know why? Because I'm finally getting these lies off my conscience. I'll tell you, I am really fired up about being honest.
Oh, Jack, I'm happy for you. Here's a little something for your honesty.
Well, merci bouquet.
And here's a little something for your fire.
Hey,
Larry. Hey, Jack, what a surprise to see you.
What are you talking about? We were supposed to...
I was just talking about us to Luann here.
How do you do?
Hi.
I've been waiting to meet you.
Oh, Larry, what? Luann is just waitressing now, but she wants to be a model. And she'll do anything. Anything, Jack, to break into the business.
It must be very exciting working at Playboy.
Playboy? Yeah, I was just telling Luann how we work there together. You, the art director, and Me, well, all modesty aside, you did say the other day I was their top photographer. Right? Photographer Larry, Larry, Larry.
What?
Jack? Come on. Okay, okay, maybe I'm not their top photographer.
Larry, you don't know one end of a camera from another.
Oh, great. Another phony? Goodbye, Larry.
No, no, wait, wait. Luann, I can explain.
You want sexy pictures? You wear the bikini you bought.
This is not even my size. Jack, you know what you just did?
Yeah, I told the truth.
Why would you do a thing like that?
Larry, I couldn't let you string that poor kid along.
Of course you could, Jack. You are Jack, aren't you?
Larry, hear me out. I made a vow that from now on, I'm going to be completely honest in every way.
Lie down, it'll pass.
No, Larry, now wait a minute, Larry. I want you to take the pledge with me. There's no reason why you can't be as honest as I.
What, are you crazy? I'm a used car salesman.
Excuse me, could you tell me where the payphone is?
Lisa, listen. Listen, now, I made a terrible mistake being dishonest with you last night.
You sure did.
But I want you to know that because of you, I changed my whole lifestyle. From now on, I'm going to be 100% completely honest.
Really?
Scout's honor.
Well, then I'm so glad I ran into you.
Oh?
I'm just on my way to a client's. I've redesigned his entire penthouse apartment, and what I need more than anything else is a really honest opinion.
Well, you come to the right person. Let's take a look here. Well, frankly, it looks like the waiting room at a penitentiary.
Oh.
No, not that I'm knocking penitentiaries.
Well, I certainly appreciate your honesty.
I thought you would. Listen, Lisa, what do you say about you and me getting together tonight?
Tonight? Well, what say we get together now?
What was that for?
For your dumb opinion, jerk.
That's Jack.
And the next time I run into you, I hope I'm driving.
Hi. Anybody home?
Well, well, look who's back. The poor man's George Washington.
Janet, the truth shall set you free.
One more word, Jack, and I'm going to chop down your cherry tree.
Janet!
How do you like my new dress?
Well,
I picked it up at a sale. I'm crazy about it.
You are?
Yeah.
It's lovely on you, Cindy.
Thanks, Janet.
Sure.
Why don't you tell her the truth, Janet?
Jack.
Janet, if you don't like it, I wish you'd tell me, because I think you have real good taste.
Wait, wait.
Oh, Cindy, that's not what you told me last week.
What did you tell him last week, Cindy?
Nothing.
Oh, come on, Cindy. You told me you hated that plaid dress Janet was wearing.
I did not.
Then what did you say, Cindy?
I said I didn't like it for me. But it's all right for someone with... with...
short legs, go ahead.
Short legs?
Janet, I didn't mean...
short legs? Well, let me tell you something about my legs. They are not short. They are not long. They are just right. But perhaps somebody with legs like a giraffe might not notice that.
What are you calling a giraffe?
If the legs fit, wear them.
You see, this is great. This is wonderful.
What?
No, it's wonderful that you two are finally being completely honest with each other.
Oh, shut up!
Hey, you have not lived here long enough to talk to him like that. Shut up!
Girls, you're acting like children.
I am not.
You are, too.
Well,
If that's how you feel, Cindy, perhaps you'd like to shop around for a more mature roommate.
Yeah, one that's full grown.
Girls, girls!
Shut up!
Well, now, Janet, Cindy, I can see you're upset, but I still say that honesty is the best policy, and I will say that to my dying day.
The way you're going, that's bound to be tomorrow.
Jack, what happened?
Well, no. Cindy asked Janet, you know, how she liked her dress, and then...
No, I mean with my dream girl, Lisa Page. She said she was going to phone me about getting together. I've been waiting all day.
Mr. Furley, you mean that you made a date with that girl that Jack...
Yeah. I came home last night feeling so miserable, like no one loved me, like my life was empty. And then I met Lisa, and she made me realize how desirable I really am.
Look, Mr. Furley, I've got to be honest and tell you what Lisa really felt about you.
Lay it on me. I'll try not to get a swelled head.
Lisa didn't really like you.
She didn't?
No. She...
Oh, no.
She loved you.
Really? She loved me?
Yes, but she vowed never to lay eyes on you again, never to speak to you again.
Why?
Her husband...
Darn! She's got one of those, huh?
Mr. Furley, it was through tears that she told me about him, his tragic illness, his total dependence on her.
Through tears, huh?
Yes, sir. I mean, she'd leave him in a minute for you, but she knows that would be the end of him. I mean, Lisa is miserable.
She's miserable, huh? So sad.
All she has to leave you with is a memory.
Listen, Buster, that's not exactly day-old bread. That poor kid, if I'd known the whole story, I wouldn't have turned on the old pizzazz.
That is the worst lie I have ever told. And after all my preaching, I'm... Okay, girls, let me have it.
Okay, Jack. We will.
Yeah. Jack.
Yeah.
You were just super.
Yeah, Jack. You're wonderful.
Oh, Jack, are you all right?
Fine. I'm fine. It didn't hurt a bit. I'm such a liar. There you are. Good to see you, pal.
I'm busy.
Well, aren't you going to introduce me to this lovely lady?
No. We want to be alone.
Okay, I'll go.
Good.
But not before I tell you what a lucky girl you are.
Jack, why don't you just...
No. He may not show it, but this guy is Playboy's number one man.
No, Jack.
Look at how modest he is. I'll tell you. He is a magician with the camera. He does all their major centerfolds.
Listen, Melissa, Jack, I appreciate it.
Larry, what happened?
You idiot. I told her I was a doctor.
Have a stethoscope.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.